Now, the next key section I want to cover is creating your overall to-do list. To recap, I mentioned that goals are dreams with deadlines. I also mentioned that plans define what need to be accomplished to turn those dreams into reality. And now to-do lists define the individual tasks that, when completed, progress you towards fully executing on your plans and realizing your goals. So let me give you a weight loss example again. So let's say your goal is to lose 25 pounds in a year. That is a very challenging goal, 25 pounds in 1 year. And anyone that says they're going to lose 25 pounds in a year and doesn't have a plan and doesn't have a to-do list has no shot of achieving that objective and that goal. So the goal is 25 pounds a year. A good plan would be losing a half a pound a week. That's a reasonable plan. We lose a half pound a week. And now our to-do list, in terms of the individual tasks, our to-do list today is to exercise 30 minutes today and eat a healthy lunch. So you can see, you take that big goal, you create monthly plans and annual plans that broken down to months and smaller periods, and then you create to-do lists, which are the individual tasks, like exercising 30 minutes today, and today I'll also eat a healthy lunch, that allow you to achieve your goals. Now, what you need to do is you need to set up and keep a big to-do list of everything you need to do, regardless of its importance. And we call this the overall to-do list. And what you're doing here, and hopefully you already have some sort of to-do list. If not, this will be your first to-do list. You start by purging your brain and writing down all the tasks that are nagging you. There's so much information in your brain, things you want to do, things you want to accomplish. Writing them down into your overall to-do lists, it allows you to concentrate better on the tasks at hand. It also reduces a whole bunch of stress, and it clears your mind so you are much more creative and much more effective. Now, if you ever have something nagging that pops into your mind while you're doing something, then you need to write it down. And that nagging is hurting your concentration. And I remember years ago, my company that had given me my oil burner insurance went out of business, and I had to get new oil burner oil tank insurance. And what happened was that I didn't do it right away. I didn't write it down. And I remember being in an important meeting, and all of a sudden, it just pops to my mind, hey, don't forget to get new oil tank insurance. And that hurts your concentration. One of my favorite stories is the story of the truck that was stuck under the bridge, and the father was sitting in massive traffic behind the truck with his little girl in the car, and all the policemen and firefighters are trying to yank the truck out from under the bridge, and the little girl, whose mind was clear because she wasn't in a rush, she wasn't worried about 50 other things, she wasn't worried about all the traffic, she came up with the idea to let the air out of the tires of the truck. They let the air out of the tires of the truck, and they easily dislodge it from under the bridge. The point, once again, is that when you have so much on your mind, when it's not clear, you can't think clearly. So you need to create this overall to-do list that purges your brain, that gets everything that you're thinking about, all these to-do items that reflect your plans and your goals. You need to get them into your overall to-do list. Once again, things that bother you and pop into your brains at times going forward, they need to be written down, okay? Getting a life insurance policy. If that's something that's been nagging you for a while, am I saying do it today? No, I'm saying get it down on your overall to-do list, the key first step. And then you don't have to worry about forgetting about it. It's always going to be on your overall to-do list.